Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1632, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I said something about having to pay room rent, and he spoke up and said it wasn't necessary to pay room rent because they had a cot in the basement. I used this cot with Daisy Hopkins half a dozen times. J.H. Starnes, sworn for the state. I have read the affidavit alleged to have been made by C.B. Dalton and introduced in the extraordinary motion for new trial in the case of the state versus Frank. Insofar as the affidavit refers to me, in stating that I had coerced or otherwise unduly influenced, said Dalton, the giving of his evidence, it is absolutely false. I have never in any way sought to threaten or influence him in any way, and to the best of my knowledge and belief, the evidence of said Dalton at the trial of Leo M. Frank was given freely and voluntarily and without coercion and influence of anyone else at all. Pat Campbell, sworn for the state. I have read the affidavit alleged to have been made by C.B. Dalton and introduced in the extraordinary motion for new trial. Insofar as that affidavit refers to me, in stating that I coerced or otherwise unduly influenced, said Dalton in the giving of his evidence at the trial, it is absolutely false. I have never in any way sought to threaten or influence him in any way, and to the best of my knowledge and belief, the evidence of said Dalton at the trial of Leo M. Frank was given freely and voluntarily, and without coercion or influence of anyone else at all. 14th Ground, Philip Chambers, sworn for the state. I worked at the National Pencil Company on Forsyth Street under G.O. M. Frank as superintendent, as office boy, from the 20th of December, 1912, until about a week before J.M. Gant left the National Pencil Company's place of business. I think it was about 3 weeks before Mary Fagan was killed when Mr. Gant quit. I knew H.F. Becker. He was the master mechanic of the National Pencil Company. He had his office on the top floor. Before I went into the office as office boy in 1912, I worked up on the top floor in the paint department for about a year. Mr. Becker quit the pencil company pretty soon after I went down to the office. I was present in the office when Becker's desk was brought down from the fourth floor and placed in Frank's office.